The plan would be open to roughly 30,000 adults without kids on a waiting list for Medicaid. Participants would pay $130 premiums for basic insurance. It would not be funded with state tax dollars. Robin Rudowitz is an associate director for the Kaiser Commission on Medicaid and the Uninsured. She says the Doyle administration's proposal is pretty innovative given the timing.
Wisconsin is one of the states that's actually moving forward with options for individuals to obtain coverage even during these very difficult and challenging fiscal times for states.
Laura Tobler directs the health program for the National Conference of State Legislatures. Tobler says other states have tried insurance programs that are run entirely on premiums. She says Wisconsin's would be unique, but only if it works.
I'm saying it that way because several of these programs on the outset really hoped to accomplish that.
Tobler says the fundamental trouble with targeted state insurance programs is that most of the people who need them are in that situation because they can't afford coverage elsewhere. Lowering premiums to a price they can pay means there's less money to fund the program.
At the end of the day, since cost is the greatest hurdle, it was, you know, it was difficult to make those programs successful without some kind of financial contribution to the premium or some kind of subsidy from the state.
The Wisconsin Senate passed the insurance plan last week. It still needs the assembly's okay before it heads to the governor's desk. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.